daring stunts before the face of God, who have not known the depth of Satan. Revelation 2, verse 24. Sin is always folly. It is so foolish that it can be hilarious, even though it is the most terrible thing that can be imagined. And this folly of sin does not only show itself when one pays attention to what it has accomplished, but also when one considers the intentions for which it blasphemed. Very refined indeed is the irony by which Jesus Christ, the Heavenly One, addressed the representative of the congregation in Thyatira in a small detail in his letter about that intention of sin. He presented it to God and man and, after having read the whole daring piece, described it as an expression of careless insolence, of unstable daredevils, of swanks in the realm of the spirit with their poor daring stunts. You can read about it in Revelation 2, verse 24. Christ speaks there about the daring of some sectarian Christians, who at the time were often heard of in Thyatira and the surrounding area. These were people who were certainly bold in their actions. They did not like the safe distance of the center, but rather ran along the edge, on the border of what was lawful. Their official name was Nicolaitans. They fought their fight against the Synod of Jerusalem and emphatically warned against traditional faith. They also had an aversion to the doctrines of abstinence. And what else? Here these nobles boast that they will face the depth of Satan. Indeed, they dare to deal with the depth of Satan. At least, that is what they say, tells a voice from above. For he who dwells in heaven will laugh. Now he who hears in that Old Testament word a chilling confession of a human understanding of God, which is only unilaterally transcendent, should know that the New Testament is not ashamed about the old. For again, the one who dwells in heaven laughed. Yet the divine laugh that Psalm 2, the Old Testament, knows about, sounded this time in the New Testament, and precisely in the passage we mentioned from the mouth of Jesus, that is, from a human mouth. Jesus Christ, the Heavenly One, is truly man, and he forces us to understand the meaning of the old anthropomorphism of the laughing God from the deep human laugh of our theomorphic Heavenly King. For it is majestic irony that says, they dare to deal with the depth of Satan, at least, they say so. Just let them experience this derision from above, these daredevils. Is there even anything in Thyatira with which they do not dare to deal? They do not stop at anything. They accommodate themselves to paganism, eat flesh from idolatrous sacrifices, and visit heathen temples. None of this is bothersome to them. They do not hate the garments defiled by the flesh. No, not at all. They just turn them over and wear them. Thus they claim to taste the new spirit and free themselves. Who would dare to say something against that? Let those sneaks suppress their mouth, those hypocrites who sneakily report them. Don't they tread openly before all men and throw the covers of wickedness far away? They do not need a cover, for everyone may see them in the light. For according to their doctrine, a truly Christian man will daringly brave the dark chambers, where others expect to meet evil spirits. They will stop all the forms of witchcraft by dealing with them. And would a heathen then be able to pollute the Christian by his superficial conversations, by his outward sacrificial feasts? That is nonsense. He who is healthy inwardly will not be infected by the outside. They confidently responded to the objections of their fellow Christians with all of this and much more. Indeed, they even went further. They would examine those petty brothers and sisters, those little souls who shook their head at their spiritual daring. For did all those people who shook their heads about them actually even have an intimate spiritual possession? At any rate, he is safe who has, from within, assurance in himself of his spiritual principles of life. He can face the devil. He can enter into the depth of sin. It will not harm him, for the Spirit has made him immune. Soon these people would no longer just sip the goblets of pleasures, but wallow in them. And according to them, you should believe them on their word, for they remained sober in their criticism. They did not glance across the edge of the well of satanic sin, for a Christian should not be so curious. Just come and participate. We will look at sin from any angle, and thus get to know the depth of Satan. For only he who knows sin will be able to master it. He who knows the depth of Satan can soon speak with experience from the depth of God. Sin is no guilt, but a calamity, a sickness. And before you can have healing, should there not be first a diagnosis? The depth of Satan. At least, that is what they said. But if they had understood even a little of the depth of the soul, the depth of sin, the depth of God, and the depth of Satan, they would quickly have swallowed their deep words. What talk is that about depth? If they truly had seen the depth, they would have trembled. Even the demons believe and tremble. Yet here were the champions who snickered about the trembling of Satan. Deep calls to deep, and all the depths of hell are sighing. But these champions knew all about it, for they played a game of echoes. Crones and giants? They would just tickle their ears with a straw when they encountered them. There is a tear and a laugh in this word of heavenly irony. But not everyone can afford to laugh. That privilege, indeed, is too high for people who with a gesture of certainty point in the direction of everyone who has other habits than themselves and say that they are gathered together as the members of the Thyatiric Club of Daredevils. For Jesus Christ did not say to the angel of the congregation at Thyatira that he should seek them with a lantern to unmask them thus. No, judgment here was upon people who proclaimed with much commotion a theory. They themselves said that they dared the depth of Satan, and the letter of Jesus Christ only charged them concerning that blatantly frank statement. We should not too quickly reproach others that they want to uncover satanic depths, for there are also those who come very near to the deep depth of sin and who did not know that these were so deep. There are still others who spread the slogan of Thyatira but are not serious about it, though they are too cowardly to break with those false prophets whom I would call the shooting club of juvenile Christianity. They seek to flee more from their own depth than look for the depth of Satan. And we should also never forget that there are people who so easily condemn the false presumptuousness, the temerity of other people, because they themselves are never brave in discovering the depths of Satan, nor in entering into the depth of the Spirit. As soon as the advance guard of an army has ventured too daringly into the camp of the enemy, the salon guests of the rear guard, who do not dare to face the smoke of gunpowder, are ready with their criticism about the daring rednecks. In all such cases we say, if our charge against spiritual venturing is to be more than a false resentment, the complainant should ask himself what he knows of the depth of God. But each should stand on guard for himself. Satan is a spirit of violence, and sin is a concept that wants to embrace eternity. And the cliff is steeper than it appears. And by the horizon of endless things, dwarfs are a poor picture in their journey of discovery. They expect to find the depth of Satan, but do not realize that half of it was not even revealed by him. There is no more foolish thing than sin and its conceit. But true and undefiled Christianity knows its value. We, reflecting the glory of the Lord, are changed in accordance to the same appearance, from glory to glory, as of the Spirit of the Lord. Do those who speak thus know the depth of God? Ah, they do not even know how to pray correctly. Would they then be able to talk? But the Spirit, who sighs within them with inexpressible sighings, who also in a covering reveals to them the eternal depth of God speaking, prays for them with inexpressible sighings. They know that this Spirit examines all things, also the depth of God. And they will not reach into the depth of sin, since justice is a deep sea, a fountain of life, pouring out of the temple of God, waters in which they cannot stand, in which they must swim. Only faith, worked in love, preserves your being, and as a result also your form, your identity. For once, let us say it this way, only that faith will save your personality.